You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
But they can make anything bad because they are the fake, fake, disgusting news.
This is kayfake. Donald Trump was seen laying thousands of $100 bills near the Capitol building to repay the Russians for an easy election. Now the weather. Jane?
Thank you, Jim. Today it's going to snow and hail.
But it's September.
Yeah, I know. It's all Trump's fault.
Do you often wonder if the diagnosis and estimate from your auto repair shop is, well, fake? Are you told the car needs one repair, and after that repair, the problem is still exactly the same? At Perfection Auto Works, when you get our free inspection and diagnosis, it's never fake. We back our repairs with our one-year, 12,000-mile warranty. Call Perfection Auto Works today for an appointment. 323-8650. Brakes, belts, emissions, complete auto repair. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Since 1996, Sharon Bronson has served the people of Pima County with leadership, honor, and commitment to responsible government. Sharon led the way for the passage of the Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan, which has protected environmentally sensitive lands while assuring new growth pays for itself. Sharon Bronson is a leader, and through these difficult times, we need her leadership more now than ever. Vote for Sharon Bronson for Supervisor in District 3. This message approved and paid for by Bronson for Supervisor.
For 40 years, I've been a cop who has worked sex crimes, child abuse, homicide, and domestic violence. I'm not a politician. I'm Chris Nanos. A cop wants to be your sheriff, unlike the current sheriff, who is a politician. I wouldn't spend my time in Washington, D.C. or hiding behind my office door. As your sheriff, I'll work to fix our dangerously overcrowded jail, cut our 911 response time, and vigorously recruit new deputies.
We need Nanos for sheriff. Paid for by Nanos for Sheriff.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. Happy holiday to you all. Hope you have a very safe Labor Day weekend. And from the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. This is where you meet the candidates of 2020. And today you will meet Steve Diamond, Democrat. He's running for the Board of Supervisors and Supervisory District 4 for Pima County. Then you'll meet Beth Ford, Republican, Pima County Treasurer, seeking a sixth term as Treasurer of Pima County. Then you'll meet Kat Ripley. Kat Ripley is an Annapolis graduate, former diplomat, running for the Pima Community College Board. Then Michael Hicks will be with us, Republican, running for the state legislature. In Legislative District Number 10, this is where you meet the candidates. Let's get on with it. Let's meet Steve Diamond, Democrat candidate for the Pima County Board of Supervisors in District 4. Hi, Steve.
Hi, John. Well, nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. You have said on your literature and in your campaign, you're the first real chance of an opponent, literally, to the Republican-dominated district in 24 years. It's been a long time since anybody's had a real challenge to the Republican incumbency in District 4. Let's talk about why you got into this race and the uphill battle that you still face because of the numbers of Republicans over Democrats in registration, Steve.
Yes, you're right. It is still an uphill battle. There's a Republican advantage in voter registrations in the district, but it seemed to me, as I became very interested in county government over the last few years and began attending most of the Board of Supervisors meetings and learning how things worked, that there was a real opportunity here in this district. And the voter registration demographics have been changing over the years, and this year there is an apparent enthusiasm gap that has Democrats coming out so far in much greater numbers, as evidenced by the primary, compared to Republicans.
Oh, I think Democrats will vote in numbers we've never even heard of before. I think that gives Democrats an incredible chance in districts like this one, where you would say, well, it's just an uphill battle that you can't win. By the way, let's talk about the issues that separate you from Steve Christie, the incumbent Republican supervisor. What's the difference between the two of you?
Well, I think there are a number of differences. I would first point out what Christie's response has been during the pandemic has been to consistently vote on behalf of narrow business interests and against protecting public health. Every measure for protecting public health beyond and in addition to whatever Governor Ducey has prescribed, Steve Christie has voted no on. And in my view, the public health and public safety is really the most important responsibility that county government has. And to approach that from a narrow point of view, where only special interests are the important thing, is very short-sighted and doesn't serve all the residents of Pima County.
We're going to have some new members of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. You are hopeful to be one of them. Rex Scott's running as a Democrat in Supervisor District 1 as Allie Miller steps away from her incumbency. Matt Hines has won a surprise primary against Ramon Valadez and more than likely will be the supervisor in District 2. That's a new face. Yeah. Sharon Bronson will be there after many terms. But then, of course, you have a chance of defeating Steve Christie in District 4. And in District 5, Alita Grijalva, Adelita Grijalva will obviously be more than likely the supervisor from what was the Richard Elias seat because he's unfortunately passed away in this last year of his term. So new faces on the board. Let me ask you this, Steve. The voters have turned down bond issue after bond issue after bond issue in Pima County government to do all kinds of things that most people feel ought to be done. Is that a lack of faith in this board? Is that a kind of a vote of non-approval of this board?
Well, it's very hard to say what the voters are thinking about the board because I don't know that the voters in general pay all that much attention to the actual composition of the Board of Supervisors. I think that some of the votes, especially the 2018 vote that defeated the proposed bond issue for road repair, is probably more to do with just people thinking, I don't want any more taxes. And I have some things to say about road repair and how to fund it that I would love to talk about just very briefly here.
Go ahead.
First of all, let me mention that Mr. Christie campaigned hard on road repair in 2016. He said, I have a plan. And this year he is also campaigning saying that he's great for roads. Something that voters may not have ever noticed is that the specific plan for funding road repair that Mr. Christie campaigned on in 2016 was evaluated by the Pima County Attorney's Office, and they said it was illegal, that his plan was not going to be able to be implemented. And since then, he hasn't done very much to champion road repair or to find ways of financing it. And I think to find ways of financing it is really the big challenge. One avenue that the county administration has been addressing or pursuing is to try to get back from the state of Arizona some of the funds that have been withheld since 2008 that should have been coming to the county. And those include gasoline tax and vehicle license taxes that should have been allocated more generously to Pima County, but the state has been withholding them on the grounds that on the grounds of economic deprivation. So that's one avenue we can pursue, is lobbying for those funds to be restored to the county. Another way is to find ways of expanding the economy in the county without raising taxes. And I have some specific proposals for that that include spending more of the county's own money right here in Pima County and lobbying other large organizations that have spending discretion, such as the university, such as hospital systems, such as city government, to also do more of their spending locally in order to raise the entire economy and raise the tax revenues without raising tax rates.
Let me ask you how people can join your campaign and and support you for Board of Supervisors in District 4, Steve? How do they do that?
Well, visit my website, votestevediamond.com, and it's very easy to find my positions on some issues there. Again, it's votestevediamond.com, and I would ask people to consider donating to my campaign. Even if you don't live in my district, I think that each supervisor, even though elected in their own district, represents the entire county, and it's very important to have responsible leadership.
And so they go online, I would assume, to find out more about you and to support your campaign. Where do they go?
VoteStevediamond.com.
We're going to have you back often as this campaign unfolds. It's only about 3 weeks away from the early balloting as people start voting. It's right around the corner. This is a short general election for the very first time as we changed the primary election date and moved it back. Now we're really almost there. So we'll get you back and talk more about your campaign. Good luck. And thanks so much for being on the show, Steve. We really, really appreciate it. Thanks for running.
Oh, thanks very much, John. Pleasure to be here.
Be safe over this holiday weekend. I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks again for being on the show. Thank you.
Same to you.
You bet. We'll be back with Beth Ford, Republican candidate for treasurer. She's been treasurer for five terms, six terms. Who's counting? We'll talk with Beth Ford after this.
I'm Nick Pearson. My motto for many years has been La Comunidad Primero, the community first. Our children are the most important part. We must improve academics and close the student achievement gap. We must improve the technology gap and stabilize the district financially. I'm experienced and well qualified to serve on the TUSD school board. I will provide the balance and strong finance background needed to help stabilize the school district. I'm running for the TUSD governing board and I'm seeking your vote on November 3rd.
Rex Scott is running for Pima County Supervisor in District 1. For almost 30 years, Rex has been an educator, working as a teacher and an administrator in public schools. Rex Scott's nearly three decades in public education gives him the experience in finding common ground and determining solutions to complex issues. Rex Scott knows District 1. He has served three schools within the district, Flowing Wells Junior High School, Ironwood Ridge High School, and Tortolita Middle School. Rex started his career in public service as the youngest member ever in the city council in his hometown of Athens, Ohio. With 23 years of service as an appointed or elected leader, Rex is far and away the best qualified person to be the next District 1 supervisor. Rex Scott pledges to be accessible, visible, a supervisor with leadership worthy of these challenges. Vote for Rex Scott for supervisor. This message is paid for and authorized by Scott for Supervisor 2020. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Beth Ford is currently serving her fifth term as Pima County Treasurer, first taking office in January of 2001, earning a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Arizona with a major in accounting. 1988, Beth became a CPA, Certified Public Accountant. Five terms, seeking a sixth term. Here's Beth Ford. Hi, Beth.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Well, you're still going to do this. You're going to do this again, aren't you?
I'm going to do this one more time. Yep.
Boy, after all these terms, and voters have said yes each and every time, let's talk about your accomplishments. What have you accomplished in all these five terms? What do you want to accomplish if we give you four more years as the county treasurer?
Well, I've been able to reduce our staffing from 46 to 25. We've automated all of our payment processing for the tax payments. We've developed an investment policy that has maximized earnings for Pima County. Automation has been my tool preferred here. And for the future, we're working with schools, the school's office, to upgrade their system so we can automate all of the transactions coming from the superintendent of school's office. And I'd like to get rid of the checks that the districts are issuing and get to ACH payments in the next term.
By the way, you sent out some bills recently, haven't you?
Yes, not yet. They'll be mailed on Thursday. We're late in getting approval from the Department of Revenue on our tax rates. But they will be going out on Thursday. People should expect them. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to let our taxpayers know about the COVID situation and the protocols with these bills going out.
Go ahead, tell
us. If you want to come to the office to pay your taxes, you're going to have a mask. And you're going to have to get your temperature taken. So we're really trying to encourage people to use our online payment processing system. There's e-checks that are available there for 50 cents, which is cheaper than a stamp. Look for the little E on our website, and that'll get you to the electronic payments, and there's no additional charge like there is with credit cards.
By the way, you don't set this tax rate. You just you follow what the Board of Supervisors does, and you bill it after consideration of what they've told you to do, right? So it's not your bill that's been created, even though you send it out, right?
Yes. They deliver me the tax roll, and I collect what they tell me to collect.
And by the way, how much is that in Pima County? What is the total amount annually?
It's $1.5 billion.
I beg your pardon, what was that?
$1.5 billion.
Wow.
The tax roll, yeah. There's 96 different political subdivisions that tax in Pima County. I think, 98. We have two new ones this year. And because of the rise in valuations on homes, most of the tax rates have dropped a little bit, but the overall increase in the levy this year is about 2%. So people will see a slight increase in their tax bill.
What do you do with that money? You don't put it under a mattress, I don't think. I mean, I don't know what you – how do you do that?
I put it in the bank, and then we invest
it.
Oh,
okay.
And we invest it according to state statute, which allows me to invest in anything that's backed by the federal government, corporate bonds and commercial paper that has a maximum term of 5 years, and it must be investment grade.
Is that your discretion, where the money goes?
It is.
How successful have you been?
We've been very successful. We've never lost a dime of principal in my 20 years, even during the financial crisis. And when Lehman Brothers went belly up, it was AAA rated on Friday and bankrupt on Monday. But because our investment policy is strong, what that amounted to was a loss of income, not in principal.
By the way, you've heard the term forbearance if you don't pay your mortgage. Many mortgage companies are allowing those who have been caught in the COVID-19 crisis are doing that. Is there any allowance for not paying your property tax during this terrible time for people without them losing their property?
No, there is not. And in fact, the County Treasurers Association was trying to lobby the legislature to allow us to forgive at least the interest, particularly on our businesses. I talked to several businesses where they basically were buildings, and their tenants couldn't open. So they had no income coming in. Look at the restaurants that had to close. So I believe strongly, because they were closed by the government, that the government should not be penalizing them with the interest. But that takes a change in the statutes. The legislature sine died and with no relief provided.
Go back and lobby the legislature to do that in the next session?
Yes.
I think that's important. Yes, really,
I do too. And in fact, Chuck Huckleberry and I got into a disagreement on the propriety of that, because he thought that it would decrease our tax revenues. And it really doesn't. As long as I've got the cash in the bank, we can continue to fund government as the taxes go on. And we're sitting with plenty of cash to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's very difficult for people in these times. I mean, we have to have some consideration, mm-hmm. just no question about it. I mean, obviously, we've dealt with people that are paying rent, and they've got a chance to obviously continue their lack of rent payments, because many are unemployed or the businesses they work for are gone. And it's just a terrible, terrible time. Government, I think, has to be considerate of these four people caught in a circumstance that they did not create. Listen, I got 2 minutes. Tell me why people should vote for you, and tell me how they support your campaign, Beth Ford.
You can visit my website to find out more details. But as you said, I have 20 years of experience here. One of the major reasons why I'm running again is because we will have so many new constitutional officers. That's what they call the recorder, the assessor, and whatnot. I thought that my experience will help to bring these new people into their job. It takes at least a year to figure out what your job is and to learn the statutes that you have to operate under. I have the financial expertise as a CPA to be able to run the office properly and also understand the reporting requirements because of the governmental accounting standards that all of the other districts have to follow, because I'm reporting their cash, their investments, their revenues, and their receivables. And I'm efficient. Over my 20 years, I've given back more than twice my budget in budget capacity to the county. So if you'd like to contribute to my campaign, my website is Ford for Treasurer, and it's all letters. And I'd appreciate every vote and your support.
By the way, most people have complimented you in all kinds of terms from both sides of the aisle. I think you've enjoyed a tremendous amount of bipartisan support as a Republican and somewhat say as a Democratic county. But people think you've done a great job. They really do.
And thank you. I was complimented the other day by being called the most boring politician in Pima County. Because I have any controversies in my office.
I wouldn't say that. Boring. I don't find you boring. Maybe a little subdued, but not boring, no.
Yeah.
Beth.
Love my job.
I know you do. Thanks very much. And again, people that want to support your campaign, one more time, tell them how to do that.
Ford for Treasurer. All letters.
Thank you so much.
Find out more about me.
Appreciate you being on the show. We'll be able to talk to you a few more times before this campaign ends. And voting starts right around the corner here, about 3 weeks away, so it's right now.
Yeah, it does.
Indeed. Beth, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me, John.
Hey, have a very safe, happy holiday. I really appreciate you being on the show. Thanks again.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Beth Ford is the Republican treasurer of Pima County. Coming up next, she was a diplomat. She is an Annapolis graduate. She is a candidate for the Pima Community College Board. She's Catherine Ripley. Cat Ripley, we would call her. She's up next. On KVOI, The Voice, from the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks so much for listening to us. Back after the news at the bottom of the hour. Tucson attorney Jeff Rogers is one of the most respected lawyers in Arizona. Jeff is the attorney other lawyers refer when they can't handle the case. The lawyer you choose can make all the difference. When your freedom, finances, or livelihood is at stake, choose the law firm recommended by other law firms. The Jeff Rogers Law Firm is rated preeminent by Martindale Hubble, the highest award to recognize excellence in American law practice. Call the Jeff Rogers Law Firm at 624-4700. Law offices at 177 North Church Avenue. I'm John C. Scott, and over many years of broadcasting in Tucson, I have seldom recommended without any reservations an auto repair shop to keep my car running. I know nothing about car repair. If the car runs and it stops, it's good enough for me. I can tell you I've been ripped off so many times I can't count them. Finally, that's changed. Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works has advertised on the station for years. I paid no attention until the timing belt went out on my car, the engine was destroyed. I talked to Mike, he told me what I needed to do and what I needed not to do. I trust him. I'm glad I did. It saved me over $1,000. Mike and I aren't on the same political team, but we're friends, and I don't have to worry about my car ever again. Mike Emery's Perfection Auto Works hires only ASE certified technicians. They're the best. If you want peace of mind when it comes to repairing your car, talk to Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works at 1046 North Beverly, or call him at 323-8650. Or you can find him online at perfectionautoworks.com. That's it. I trust Mike Emery. You can too. Pima County Health Department, under the direction of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, works every day to protect Pima County citizens. It is timely that one of Arizona's most respected physicians is stepping forward in the middle of this terrible pandemic to run for a seat of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Dr. Matt Hines is a former member of the State House of Representatives. If we ever needed a medical expert on the Board of Supervisors, we need that doctor now. We need Dr. Matt Hines for supervisor. Vote for Matt Hines for supervisor. This message paid for by Hines for Supervisor. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Show from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Well, she's a retired naval officer, one of the first women to graduate from the Naval Academy, mother of two, former diplomat, former international business executive, local nonprofit organizer, educator, and former executive director of the Pima County Democratic Party. She's lived all over the world, taught at Harvard, MIT, Boston University, and Tufts. After 26 years in the Navy, she chooses Tucson for a retirement at a forever home and plays a role in making Tucson and Pima County a better community. She now runs for the Pima Community College Board of Governors. She's Kat Ripley. Catherine, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, John. It's a pleasure.
All right. What is this particular role that you seek as a board member of Pima Community College fit for you? Why does that happen for you?
Well, it's It became a pretty logical decision for me when I was actually approached and asked to run for this position. I'm an adjunct professor at Pima Community College. I started teaching about 5 years ago. I teach political science, various courses, the U.S. Constitution. I created a course called Understanding Terrorism based on my experiences in the military as a counterterrorism expert. And I love the school. I grew to love the students, the faculty, the staff. And more than that, I grew to really know and love what it really stood for, which is community. I mean, it truly is the title, Community College. It does mean community, which means it's all of us. And the spirit of the community that we represent is all right there at Pima Community College. And so in my, in my second retirement, I figured this is another way that I can contribute to not just the society, but this community that's now my forever home.
Get the enrollment at Pima Community College is diminishing. Why is that, and how do you get more students to come back?
Well, yes, it's been diminishing about at a rate about 5% per year since around 2013, and it's sort of a mystery in one way, but it can be addressed. So, and especially with COVID, so it was diminishing before COVID even hit, and now it's even worse. So, but one of the ways, and I think one of the strongest ways and the easiest and the least costly, is to really put our heads together and come up with a strong and robust recruitment and retention team at Pima Community College. There are advisors and there are recruiters, but I had discussions with several counselors in Sunnyside, TUSD, Catalina Foothills, and they all, Amphi as well, and they've all told me that, yes, there is an effort to bring in recruiters maybe once or twice in the spring, once maybe in the fall, but that's sort of where it ends. And in this particular demographic and the type of students that will attend Pima Community College, we really need more than that. There are 86,000 somewhat seniors in Pima County, seniors in high school. Normally, we get maybe 20% of those will go to Pima Community College, less will go to U of A, and even less will choose out of state or no college at all. Of those, the 20% that will choose Pima Community College amongst their choices, a less percent than that, far less, will actually go through the application process, and even if they get through a very arduous application process, will actually stay throughout freshman year and beyond. So to me, that's one way to try to reach out to the community, partner with the community, form a solid partnership with the counselors, with JTED, with the program called Earn to Learn, and everybody just come to the table and figure all of this out, because these are the students. One piece of community college, anyway. These are the students, the high school seniors that are from here. They're going to stay here. They want jobs here. They want to raise their families here. So I say up and make a more robust recruitment and retention program.
By the way, from the classroom to literally a job is really one of the goals of Pima Community College. Their aviation program is one in which, obviously, from the classroom into a grill job at aeronautics, and that's successful. Is Pima Community College doing enough to provide a qualified workforce that's ready to go to work and ready to provide a good employee situation for much of the employers of Southern Arizona?
Well, I think the aviation program is one of the success stories there. They did hire someone right out of the military who's pretty much running the aviation piece of that. There are a lot of good success stories coming out of students that have gotten their certifications and gone on to well-paying jobs in that particular sector. But there are others. And yes, workforce development and partnering with businesses is definitely going to be crucial. We have to keep that connection. But I think one of the larger picture here is, I'm going back to continuity and the continuum from high school, JTED, Earn to Learn, to Pima Community College and then into the workforce. So it's not just the technical programs and the technical certifications, but it's all of it. Without sacrificing or even eliminating liberal arts, for instance, or any of the arts, and the adult learning centers, and the English for the second language programs, I think we can do it all, but it does need to take, I think, a true community effort. We need to talk to all of the stakeholders. So aviation certainly is a model, but I don't think it's a model that you can just plug and play into all of these, all of the programs. You can, some courses and curriculum are more open to online modular type of learning, where you have someone memorizing a script or reading a script, and the student takes the online class at their leisure, and they, you know, can learn certain subjects. But you can't replace, for instance, I was going to put a plug in for political science or economics or history or language with you know, someone reading a script or just book learning. You can't replace an actual living teacher who's been out there. And most of the Pima Community College professors, adjuncts and permanent, are actually practitioners. So I think that it needs to have a holistic approach, and we need to look at all of the stakeholders to make this work.
By the way, athletics has been on the chopping block at Pima Community College. Is that a good thing, or is there a chance that it could be reinstated at some particular point, because it gave identity to Pima Community College it did not have, and I think a loyalty to Pima College, and really an attention to Pima Community College that would not be there had it not had an athletic program, football in particular. What's your position on athletics in Pima Community College, and how compatible are they in these difficult times?
Well, clearly it's never good to cut athletics. I mean, speaking as a hockey mom and a soccer mom, which I was for 18 years, I don't think it was an easy choice. I think they made the decision based purely on the budget, which they had to do because, again, decreasing enrollment means less tuition money, and the budget had to get cut somehow. So football was the first to go. They're going to cut some more sports as well, and these are all being talked about on in public domain at the governing board's meetings ever since December. So I don't think it's this. This is why we need to look elsewhere to see how we can not just increase enrollment and get more students in, which I do think we can get thousands more in if there's a robust program, but also lobbying and getting legislature to get that state funding back. You know, we were zeroed out of state funding in about 2013. We've not received a dime from the state for Pima Community College. And in the Arizona Constitution, it clearly states that college, to include University of Arizona as well, but Pima Community College even more as a public institution, should be as nearly close to free as possible. So if everyone did what they needed to do and really put in an effort at both enrollment as well as lobbying the legislature, we could still have sports and art and theater. There's an amazing theater at West Campus. And, you know, I think it's a really important piece to really round out a student's experience, especially the ones coming right out of high school. You know, those students that didn't have the grades or don't have the money or don't have the means to go to the University of Arizona, or maybe could not have made the team at U of A or another higher university. They have a chance to not only take classes, but play in sports as well and continue that. I think it's a shame when athletes and musicians end their careers at, you know, in grade 12.
Okay, by the way, 30 seconds to tell people how to support the Catherine Ripley campaign for Pima Community College Board.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Go to my website, www.cat4pcc. So CAT, the number 4pcc.com, and check me out on Facebook as well. And you can look at my platforms, what I stand for, and why I'm running. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you have a very safe, happy holiday weekend here, and stay safe. Thanks for being on the show, Kat. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you. Former TUSD school board member and now candidate for the state representative job in District 10. Michael Hicks, my guest after these messages. The words in a handout from Dr. Randy Fries reads a doctor who gets results. These words sum up Dr. Randy Fries' hard work and commitment to the voters in Legislative District 9. Dr. Randy Fries has fought an unending battle for quality access to health care. As a doctor, as a veteran, as an educator, Dr. Randy Fries has fought to improve the quality of life for all Arizonans. Dr. Randy Fries is a legislative leader that gives Southern Arizona a voice of responsible government. Vote for Dr. Randy Fries in the November 3rd general election. This message is paid for by Dr. Randy Fries for House and authorized by Dr. Randy Fries. Rex Scott is running for Pima County Supervisor in District 1. For almost 30 years, Rex has been an educator, working as a teacher and an administrator in public schools. Rex Scott's nearly three decades in public education gives him the experience in finding common ground and determining solutions to complex issues. Rex Scott knows District 1. He has served three schools within the district, Floyd Wells Junior High School, Ironwood Ridge High School, and Tortolita Middle School. Rex started his career in public service as the youngest member ever in the city council in his hometown of Athens, Ohio. With 23 years of service as an appointed or elected leader, Rex is far and away the best qualified person to be the next District 1 supervisor. Rex Scott pledges to be accessible, visible, a supervisor with leadership worthy of these challenges. Vote for Rex Scott for supervisor. This message is paid for and authorized by Scott for Supervisor 2020. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. He served on the TUSD school board, and now he seeks an office in the Legislative District 10 for the State House of Representatives. He's Michael Hicks. He joins me now. Michael, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join me. Thank you.
Yeah, hi there. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
By the way, all that experience with the TUSD board, I think, qualifies you to talk education, which I think is the most critical issue facing this legislature. We know about funding per pupil. We know about the struggles to try to, and you know them better than almost anybody ever, how the funding is related to the quality of education in districts like TUSD, of which you were a board member. Let's talk about what you bring to the legislature when it comes to the experience you had as a TUSD board member, Michael.
Well, it's not just as what I have the experience of a TUSD school board member. I've also been teaching at Pima Community College for over 30 years. So that it's not only the K through 12, but also the higher ed. I have some knowledge of, but I believe that I can bring forward, and as an educator, you know, my thoughts of how things should be and where our priorities should be put in the legislature.
So let's talk about the issues that you think will dominate this next legislative session, because obviously we've never seen times like this. The revenues are down, the challenges are up and great to try to keep people healthy and to get back to an economy that will obviously bring us back to some kind of stability that we've not seen in the last 7 months. How far away are we from trying to get things back to normal, if that's ever going to happen? What do you think, Michael?
Well, I think it will happen. I think it will happen sooner than later. There's a lot that's going to be facing this legislature. Not, you know, one of the bigger things also is the fact that the redistricting that's going on of the 2020 census. So we're dealing with that. We got to deal with the health care, not only health care, but also dental care. And that's from our youngest of children to the oldest of our elderly. We need to get something going better than what we've been doing in regards to health care and dental care. People seem to forget about the dental care and taking care of the individuals that are out there who, especially now with the COVID, can't get out and can't do anything. You know, we have a lot of indigent people out there who need help. So the legislature is supposed to be here for the people, to help people, and I want to see that we do that.
You know, obviously this legislature dealing with the Affordable Care Act did find millions and millions of federal dollars, and obviously allowed coverage for a great many people that didn't have any insurance before. There's got to be a way to be able to keep that available to people, or they're not going to be able to afford health care, period.
Well, here's what I think. The way I want to look at it is I want to bring economic development back to Arizona and southern Arizona, Tucson, for the the main thing. Myself, like my foster father, Lou Murphy, who is the mayor of Tucson for over 16 years, loves this town. We want to see this town prosper. We want to see it grow. We don't want to put in roadblocks for organizations to come in and reset up their businesses here. That's going to bring in, you know, we can bring in over $2 billion worth of new business into Southern Arizona and Tucson particularly. And with that, can bring in more health care end of stuff. We can bring in more public safety through the taxes that go through that. We can build the wages of some of our poorest individuals out there. There's a lot to it, but I think it all begins with a well-rounded educational system. I do have experience with TUSD. I do know the ins and outs and some of the obstacles that are plaguing TUSD. We need to get rid of those because first you have to have a good business or a good educational system for businesses to say, okay, that's a good system, not only with your education, but also with our transportation infrastructure. We have to have good transportation infrastructure to attract these businesses.
You know, there's no question that the partnership between the state and downtown Tucson has paid off for finally after getting things out of the hands of the city council and into the business hands of the downtown. We've seen a lot of progress. I think that's an example of how government can work, don't you, with business, of what we've seen in our town.
And I'm good with what's been happening with the downtown Tucson. But remember, Tucson's a large city. There's a lot of other areas that we need to start looking at and start revitalize. It drives me just unbelievably batty when I drive down the street and I see boarded up buildings, and I mean it's sickening to me. I want to make Tucson a better place. I want to make Tucson the place where back in the day when it was not actually known as the Sunshine City. And I think to do that, we have to provide the funding and also the backing of a lot of different areas, such as our public safety, our educational system, our infrastructure, our water, it's our public works part. But, you know, we have to do our health care. So there's a lot that needs to be done, and there's a lot that I think that we can do. I am optimistic. I do believe that we can get this done. And as anyone knows, I'm a man who does what I say I'm going to do. I'm not afraid to go after something if it's the right thing to do.
By the way, let people know how they can support Michael Hicks for the House of Representatives. I got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. I have a website. It's called hicksfortucson.com. You can go up there and look at what I've got up there. You can donate. We are looking for volunteers still to help hand out signs and palm cards. And you can donate on my website, again, hicksfortucson.com. And I'd just like to thank your listeners for their support and their vote come November. And I will work for Tucson and work for Legislative District 10 and the state to make us the state and city that we once were.
By the way, we're going to have you back often, Michael. Thanks so much for being on the show. Appreciate it. Have a very safe holiday weekend. Good luck to you, Michael. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, and you have a great day, and to your listeners.
Thank you so much. I want to thank Steve Diamond, Beth Ford, Cat Ripley, Michael Hicks, my guest. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks for listening. Have a very safe weekend, everyone. Andrea D'Alessandro is one of the hardest-working state legislators in Arizona. We need to send Senator D'Alessandro and her strong voice back to the House of Representatives in Legislative District 2, which includes part of Pima County and all of Santa Cruz County. Andrea's hard work as a proven and experienced progressive leader serves the best interest of Arizona. Independents and Democrats, vote for Andrea D'Alessandro for the legislature in Legislative District 2 for the House of Representatives in the August 4th Democratic primary. This message paid for by D'Alessandro for Arizona 2020. Authorized by Andrea D'Alessandro.
Today's weather, sunny and clear with cooler air temperature's on the way. Now, back to more music.
This was a great idea, honey, to have the family get together. Haven't seen the grandkids in a long time.
Yes, and wait until the kids see the new pool we had installed. They will love it.
Oh boy, I can't wait. Now let's see. New barbecue grill, check. Steaks, check. Cooler full of cold drinks, check. Oh, and perfect weather, check.
Wonderful.
That was close. Get under cover, honey. Get out of here. It's a twister. It's a twister.
Are you sick and tired of being told it's going to be a nice sunny day, but it's everything except that? Same with auto repair. You're told it's the brakes, but it turns out to be the engine. Call Perfection Auto Works today, 323-8650, for accurate reports on your car or truck repairs, brakes, tires, oil changes, complete auto repair, 323-8650.